In my studio today, Pastor Rich Murphy is here at the Danielson United Methodist Church. He's the new guy. Pastor Rich, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for having me, Gary.
You've been a pastor at Danielson United Methodist Church for how long now?
July 1st was my appointment.
So you started on July 1st. How's it working out? We're kind of getting the lay of the land?
It's going wonderful. Got such a wonderful group of people helping to lead and helping to welcome me. I feel so loved at this church.
Let's get the basics here. Danielson United Methodist Church, you're located where?
It's 9 Spring Street in Danielson.
Okay. Contact number, what's the telephone number?
It is 860-779-2018.
You got some social media going on?
Oh, we got Facebook going on.
Okay, that's cool. And you worship at what time?
Worship starts at 10:30 a.m.
on Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings,
and you got some Sunday school before that?
Yes, wonderful Sunday school group at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Where are you from originally, Pastor Rich?
I'm originally from Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Born and raised in Pittsfield?
I was actually born in North Adams, Massachusetts.
Okay. So we know that part of the state. Of Massachusetts, very beautiful there.
Yes.
When you sent me your email, it was rather compelling because I'm like, yeah, of course you want it. Come on in. We'd love to hear about the new pastor at the church. But in your email, you said you have an interesting story. You were homeless at one time, and now you're the pastor of a church. So homelessness to pastor of a church. I'm a nosy guy, Pastor Rich. Mm-hmm. You got to tell me this story.
It was a 3-year span, 2014. I was a manual laborer, and I had a freak accident at work. I needed spinal fusion surgery because of this, and I lost everything. I lost totally everything, had to fight for everything I had, and I became homeless. I was sleeping on the street, sleeping under a bridge, eating out of a dumpster just to survive.
And how old were you during this period?
This was just 2014, so I was 34 years old.
So you're 34 years old, and this experience, you never experienced this before.
No, I've never experienced this type of struggle and despair and wanting to basically not live anymore. And I got to a point that 9 months of this, 9 months of this happened, and I finally came to a day where I said, this is it. I'm done. I don't want to be here anymore. I was completely lost, broken, alone. All my immediate family, by the time I was 28, my mom, my dad, and grandparents all passed away.
Mm-hmm. So no support system.
No support system. And finally, I just was weaving in and out of traffic on a certain day in Pittsfield, and I got that punch in the gut feeling. I saw a gentleman standing off to the side of the street, and something just told me to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I can't do that. So I kept getting that punch in the gut, and I just went over to this guy. I said, I don't know who you are. You don't know me, but I just feel compelled to talk to you. And he said, let's talk. And 2 hours later, then he said he was the pastor of the United Methodist Church right across the street.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, they welcomed me into their doors, and a family from that church that very first Sunday said, we have a big enough house, come stay with us.
Wow.
And taking a stranger in, and it was just a love does not describe, that feeling. And from then on, I just became heavily, heavily involved with the church. And mind you, no religious background growing up. None.
So at age 34, you can't say, oh, yeah, I was raised Catholic or something.
There's no quote-unquote churched.
Yeah.
I had no idea about church at all, or else, when I was homeless, I would have went to a church, but yeah, I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a very compelling story there. Most people could stop and say, wow, that's an incredible story. But then you go on to become a pastor. So then what happens? How do you go from being taken in by this very generous and benevolent family to now I'm a pastor? Tell me that journey.
Well, that journey started with I had to do a, I didn't have to, but I did a testimony at church about my story, and I just felt it. You know, it's something clicks when you feel something, and it was just like all my nerves went away, and I could speak in front of a group of people, like, and they... After my testimony, there was tears in the eyes of the congregation, and I said, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And I told a pastor, and he said, if you want to do this, let's do this. And intensive Bible study, I was baptized later that year, and went on that track of going to what they call a ministry summit, to licensing school, and after licensing school, there's your appointment. So it takes a 2 years, years process, and there we go. And then I get my official appointment, and you don't know where you're going.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of it. So. What, Danielson came.
What church, I assume this happened before you ended up in Danielson, what church and when did you actually stand before a congregation on a Sunday morning and it's all you?
This was funny. The pastor at the First United Methodist Church in Pittsfield, he said, I'm going on vacation. He said, you're preaching. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, no, not me. I can't be doing this. And he said, no, you're preaching, and you're preaching two Sundays in a row because I'm going to be on vacation for a couple of weeks. And I was like, well, you know what? Okay.
And, how'd it go?
Oh, it was, you know you're home when you get that feeling. It was just that feeling. I said, okay. There is no nerves, and for me, I'm a nervous person, but all that all those nerves went away, and it was like okay.
So from homelessness and no spiritual background, no religious background, to being taken in by kindness and love, as you so eloquently stated, to hey, I think I want to do this, and now you're a pastor. You end up here in Danielson. How have you been received here in Danielson at the Danielson United Methodist Church?
Oh, my brothers and sisters at Danielson UMC welcome me with open arms.
Yeah,
welcome me with open arms, and it is such a warm environment. It's a family environment there.
Yeah.
Like you feel it, you truly feel it.
Let's go back to the time where you were homeless. You said 9 months.
Nine months.
Did that include a winter?
Yeah, that was actually August. It started in August of 2014.
Okay, you're in northwestern Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Obviously, cold winters.
Yep.
Where did you sleep at night?
Under a bridge.
Really?
Under a bridge. I found the warmest place that I could find at the moment, and...
What and food, meals each day, where did that come from?
Dumpster.
Yeah.
You know, I had to pick out of a dumpster, and it was the most humbling experience that I've ever experienced.
Did you ask people for help? Did you stand in a corner perhaps and ask for handouts or anything?
No. No, I said to my, I was too embarrassed and too, I didn't want to ask. I just didn't want to ask for help. I didn't know how to ask, and and it was just...
How were you treated as you moved around the community?
It was very... I saw a different experience. I saw how you get treated as a homeless person compared to, I'm walking down the street in a nice shirt, pair of pants. You'll say hi. You'll say hi about someone that's dirty and... dirt on their pants, dirt on their shirt. They don't want to be next to you.
Yeah.
And so I can relate to both sides of.
Did people just avoid you?
Oh,
avoid eye contact?
Oh, yes.
Or were they openly hostile toward you?
They avoided at all cost to me. I know there was a child, a mother and a child, and pulled the child right away as I'm walking down the street, and I was just like, wow, how can you treat another member?
Yeah. So you said you weren't asking for handouts. No. Were there soup kitchens or things like that in the community?
Again, I know, and I did not know. I mean, I know churches offer meals, but I didn't know about it at all because, like I said, not going to church in my life, I had no idea what the church offered.
And you said that one day you saw this man and you were compelled. You were compelled to go speak to this person. Obviously, you see people every day. Why this guy?
It was that moment where, you know, you hear about it a lot where God will take his hand out of the sky and place you in a moment where you need to be. And I feel, you know, you get that gut instinct. You get that gut feeling, and it wasn't leaving me. And I said, okay, you know, enough's enough. I was like, okay, if you want. I had enough. I couldn't take anymore. And
then you said a family from the church took you in.
Oh, yes.
So now come move in with us. What was that like the first time you sat at their dinner table and had the comforts of home? You're in a home. You're with friendly people. And you're eating a nice meal. What was that meal like?
I cried. It was a home-cooked meal for the first time in 9 months. And we did a blessing before the meal. And it was the first time I heard a blessing before a meal. And I just, the emotions were so intense. I was overcome.
And that night when you went to bed, obviously they must have said, you know, here's your room, this is your stuff, here you go, close the door. And now it's time to go to bed. And you lay down, you're in bed. What were you thinking about that night?
I was like, how great is our God? You know, how great is he that he will place you at these moments? And how amazing is this family for taking a stranger into their house, trusting a stranger in their house? And I felt so relieved, and I felt so much love that I was speechless. I was in my bed. And it was just the most amazing feeling in the world.
We're talking some of the most basic biblical lessons here, all of which you've read about them and studied them, obviously.
Yes.
But you lived this. This is what Jesus and his disciples did, obviously, and what people did with them. That's a powerful message.
It is, and I try to bring that to our church in Danielson and bring that message to the community. We feed homeless, and I just want to see that people come into the church and are welcomed, and you can come in not being churched, like, quote-unquote. Anyone can walk through those doors in any time, not just on Sunday.
Yeah.
But if you need to talk, come and talk.
What's your message to people who are just going through their lives and, you know, they have their list of things to do and they have their stresses and their problems and everything and the whole bag of problems that everyone has and everyone has to deal with. But from time to time, you come across people who are down and out, homeless, perhaps people who are begging on a corner. Mm-hmm. What's your advice to people who come in contact with folks like that? What would you say to them?
Wow. I say, hug them, embrace them, say hello, say how are you doing, just talk to them, treat them like your brother or sister.
But people are suspicious. They'll say, this guy's looking for money. I know what he's going to do with that money. He's just going to go buy some alcohol or something. I'm not giving to that guy.
Definitely.
So there's a judgment, right? There's incredible judgment that happens.
There is judgment.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? That's our earthly selves. We can't help that, right?
No.
The judging part?
The judgment is, you know, we all have our moments and we all see people. I've done it in when I was younger, you know, everyone sees it. But you can, when you come across a person, let God be the judge and just open yourself up just a little bit and you will see such a difference in your life.
You said the key phrase, let God be the judge.
Exactly.
Yeah, help them. And you know what? And if they are, you know, untruthful or whatever, maybe they are doing that. That's on them. That's not on you. And God will handle that. Don't judge them.
Exactly.
I try to be that way. I can't tell you I always pass that test, but I try, man.
I think we're all imperfect. Yeah. We're all imperfect people. So as long as we try, you know, and that's what I want to see is try in love. We need love in this world right now.
Grace, God's grace is a powerful thing.
It is. it truly is.
Undeserved grace, and for many people, the song Amazing Grace, right?
How amazing. What, how amazing is that, that you're saying that? Because my grandmother, that was her favorite song to sing, so perfect.
That song comes on, you're a wreck, aren't you?
Oh, I am.
It's a waterworks.
I've had it.
It's a waterworks.
Oh, I'm
when
standing
that song
up there
out.
On the pulpit, and you can see the tears coming down.
Yeah, yeah. That's good stuff. Pastor Rich, I want to thank you for sharing that incredible journey.
Well, thank you, Gary.
You know, I'm a big believer of, you know, God puts you where you need, and God said, hey, you're going to Danielson. That's where we need you. We need you in Danielson, man. And, you're here doing your thing. Pastor Rich Murphy, a very compelling story. He's the new guy, the new pastor at the Danielson United Methodist Church, 9 Spring Street in Danielson. He preaches every Sunday morning, 10:30 is worship, open to all, Sunday school at 9:30. This Sunday at 11:30, you're having a history of the church presentation, open to the public.
Yes, open to the public. Please come down. 50 years of our church is going to be discussed, and memories are going to be shared, and it's going to be a wonderful time for everyone.
All right. God bless you, and you have been richly blessed, and you know that.
I do know that, and God bless you, and God bless all our listeners.
And thanks for sharing those blessings today.
Thank you.
It's 7:57. Good morning.
WIMY Community Radio, serving Northeastern Connecticut.